the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
An egg brings forth a caterpillar. The caterpillar changes into a chrysalis, and from a chrysalis comes a butterfly. It's truly an amazing sight. These changes in a butterfly reveal so much about the life cycle and are fascinating for the young and old. Today, I have Dr. Chris Barnhart, professor of biology at Missouri State University, as my guest to discuss the Dr. Bill Rosten Native Butterfly House in the Springfield Greene County Botanical Center and Nathaniel Greene Enclosed Memorial Park.
A dear friend of mine, Dr. Bill Rosten, has been involved with the Botanical Center and the gardens for many years, and he was looking for an attraction that could be used for ecological education in the park. So he had the idea of starting a native butterfly house, and this is a different thing from the tropical butterfly houses that you might be familiar with, like the one in Branson. This is all native butterflies, and we start with wild-caught butterflies. They lay their eggs in the butterfly house, and then we raise the caterpillars, and we have all the different life stages present in the house. It's not just the butterflies, and moths as well.
The butterfly house is committed to conservation of the dwindling number of native butterflies. It looks like a greenhouse, but it is covered in fine netting that keeps the butterflies inside.
They're important because they're pollinators, of course, and that's the first thing that people think of. They also might think about caterpillars eating their garden plants, and butterflies and moths do consume a tremendous variety and amount of vegetation. That's actually a useful service, though, because it's part of the checks and balances that keeps the natural community diverse. And then, of course, they're eaten in turn by all their predators and parasites.
The Dr. Bill Rosten Native Butterfly House lets you get an up-close look at native butterflies, learn about host plants, and how to attract butterflies to your home landscape.
If you want to raise caterpillars and you're willing to tolerate tattered plants, then, of course, each species of butterfly or moth has particular native plants that they feed on, and you would plant those. If you're interested in attracting the adult butterflies and moths, then you'd plant the nectar plants, the flowers that they visit. And for butterflies, that's mostly flowers that have lots of small florets. And, of course, you want something to be blooming in your garden throughout the warm season. So you plant things based on the timing of their bloom. And we try to encourage people to garden as much as they can with native plants. This is one of our messages in the Butterfly House, is the value of native wildlife and the interdependence of native plants and native animals.
Volunteer opportunities are available for young and old if you're interested in working with butterflies.
Volunteers are in three categories. One of those categories is the docents. The docents meet and greet visitors and answer their questions. Another category of volunteer activity is collecting. We do try to refresh our stock of butterflies from the wild. We bring in butterflies that have been caught, and they lay their eggs in the butterfly house, and then we raise those caterpillars. So if you're an adventurous sort that likes to get out and hunt, well, you might try it with a net. And then the third category of volunteers that are involved in preparing the butterfly house each spring, you know, cultivating the soil, selecting the plants, growing the plants, and then people that want to grow butterflies. My wife Deb and I do this. We raise native butterflies and moths, and this is something that can be done indoors or outdoors, and this allows us to share our hobby with the public.
The 5th Annual Friends of the Garden Butterfly Festival will be held July 20th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. with tours, vendors, demonstrations, and activities.
The Butterfly Festival has gotten to be a pretty big attraction in Springfield. We have thousands of visitors every year. There will be a variety of vendors and activities there. There will be lectures about butterfly gardening, butterfly photography. There's a quilt block contest. There will be a photo contest. Lots of attractions for kids of all ages. And the master gardeners and Friends of the Garden will be well represented there.
This summer, the Rosten Butterfly House will be open during the week from 5 p.m. to dusk, and on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The house will also be open on the July 4th holiday. For more information on the Rosten Butterfly House, contact Lisa Bakering, president of the Friends of the Garden, at 417-891-1650. For more information on the Butterfly Festival on July 20th at Close Memorial Park from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., contact Cindy Willis at 417-522-5300. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.